soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is October 5th, 2011. And I'm going to read a scripture that was quickened to me this morning as I pondered the things that are going on in our world, the religious world, the secular world. And it's Acts 7, verse 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. That's Acts 7:51, and this is words spoken by Stephen, a great man of God, full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit was poured out upon all them that believed in the early days of the church. He's being persecuted by a religious system that had merged together with the powers of Rome, the political world, the governing world, the power of the world, and persecuted the servants of Jesus Christ, even as the religious system was participant in falsely accusing Jesus Christ, the just, the Prince of Life, so too were they resisting the voice of his apostles. And Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, has outlined a discourse in Acts chapter 7, and you can read about it, the story, in the earlier, the previous chapter. But this is amazing to me, because what he's saying there to the religious people in that day is the same thing that's true today, that could be said by the Holy Spirit today, for the most part. People that are stubborn, stiff-necked, stubborn like a mule. They're not going to budge from their own desire, the imaginations of their mind, the choices that they've made. And what's worse is when they're religious, when they profess to have faith in God, profess to be believers in Jesus, yet they mock him by their doctrines, by their practices, by their lusts, by they completely deny the Lord, by their lifestyle. It ought not be so. And we are in the last days. The word of God is being fulfilled in our day. And this is the time that the church and the professing Christians should make themselves ready, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. But first, many things must be fulfilled that's spoken about by Jesus, the apostles, the prophets. It's written. Every aspect of what has been written and prophesied in the scripture shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. That's the word of Jesus. Praise God. The Lord has given us the scripture. The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit. We're not alone. And we can arm our mind and arm our hearts to be steadfast in these coming days through the Lord. But what's true? The world is worldly. What do you expect? But the church world has become worldly. And it's a shame. And it's a mock. And the Lord is misrepresented in the earth today by stiff-necked people, stubborn, religious, hypocrites. And this is why God's calling people out of the church world into the wilderness, the church of the wilderness, to seek the Lord, to worship him, to serve him, to put away the sins of the rebellious church, to put away the false doctrines, to pull away the worldliness, and to listen with the heart. Let's go on with this verse. He calls them uncircumcised in heart. See, it wasn't flesh, the circumcision of their flesh. It was the circumcision of their heart and ears. See, when you're uncircumcised in your heart and in your ears, you're not going to hear the Lord. We're the circumcision of the spirit, not of the flesh. And this is a work of God through the Holy Spirit, as we come unto the Lord and repent and have faith, repenting of our dead works, having faith in God. God deems us righteous. This is in Romans chapter 10. But this description here in Acts 7:51, he says that you do always resist the Holy Spirit. That word resist is very strong, is very powerful. The people that are always going to butt heads, they're not going to be like children, humble, teachable, receiving. They actually push away with a force. And this is what the Word of God says, that he that's of God hears God's words. He that's not of God hears us not. And this is how we know them that are of the world versus those that are of the Lord's kingdom. And Stephen was saying, he was very straight, being very bold and very blunt, but it was a fact that this religious system in that day, having a temple, having added to the Word of God, traditions and teachings of rabbis that they absorbed after the Babylonian exile, and they did not recognize Jesus Christ when he came in his Father's name. They did not recognize Jesus, who was sent by the Father to speak the words of God as spoken by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18. They sought to kill Jesus and lied about him. And this is what they did to Stephen and many, many, many other people. And the same thing is true for us today. But I want to challenge you today that you need to take a look at your life and make sure you're not stiff-necked. Make sure that you're not uncircumcised in your heart and your ears. Because if so, you're not hearing the Lord. You're not hearing him clearly. Resisting the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit's calling you into holiness in Jesus Christ. The Lord said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." Walk in the steps of Jesus Christ. The apostles that went before us crucified themselves unto the world and the world unto them. That's in Galatians chapter 6. This is Paul the apostle saying he was crucified to the world. If any man come after me, Jesus said, let him pick up his cross daily, deny himself, and follow me. You cannot say you're following Jesus Christ if you're following after the world and the things of the world. That's a lie. You cannot say you're following Jesus Christ when you're walking in darkness. You cannot say you're following Jesus if you have idols. Will you receive the word of reproof that's going forth today? These people were religious. They trusted in their flesh. They trusted in their genealogy, which meant nothing. And we see that in Philippians chapter 3 with Apostle Paul, when he declared that he was a Hebrew of Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin, circumcised on the eighth day, concerning the law, blameless, zealous, persecuting the church. But he said, in order to win Christ, the excellency that was in Jesus Christ, he counted all those things as dung. Do you know what dung is? That's what Paul equated those things. It means nothing. Jesus said, the flesh profiteth nothing. God is seeking a holy people that he's created in Jesus Christ at the cross. Whether you're a Gentile or a Jew, Jesus at the cross has made the two one new man. It's a spiritual man. So we must come by way of the cross, a straight and narrow way where few find it. It leads to life. But there's a wide gate and a broad way that leads to destruction, and many go in thereat. If you're following the multitudes, you're going the wrong way. One of the first things the Lord told me when I was a disciple, when I really surrendered my life to Jesus, was that not to follow man. That the Lord is my example, the Lord is my teacher. And very quickly, as I read the scripture with open heart, prayerfully, receiving the engrafted word with meekness, I was amazed at the instruction of the Lord, how God was showing me what the Bible says versus what the traditions of the religious system is, how different they are. And now, in the culmination of this age, we're seeing the religious system going astray from the Lord. I have shared many times that if it is not the Lord that you want, you'll settle for almost anything. This is what we see going on in the religious system for the most part. If it is not the passion of people's life and the dedication of people's life to walk pleasing unto the Lord, to desire Jesus, to seek the face of God, to walk circumspectly, cautiously, uprightly before the Lord. If it's the world you want, you'll not have both. You'll not have the Lord and the world. And people have used the Lord instead of serving the Lord. And their ways will catch them up at the end if they do not recover themselves from the snare of the devil. In the turn of the century, the cult world was very prominent with writings from Blavatsky. And she taught that the people would come into an illumination. And it was the lie of the serpent that the people would become as gods, be as divinity, be as a Christ. And in our religious world today, we have many that are of Science of Mind, Religious Science, Unity School, that they preach another Christ, they preach another gospel. They believe that they are divine, that they are little Christs. And this is the opposite, that we must recognize that there's only one God, even the Father, and one Lord, Jesus Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 8:6. It's written in John chapter 20, verse 31, that these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. I read this scripture because there's people that desire to be spiritual that are actually part of the serpent's religion, believing that they themselves are gods. There's people that believe that they are the Christ. There's people that believe that they're coming into the divinity. Now, we're talking about people that actually profess faith in Jesus Christ. And in recent days, with the different movements like the New Apostolic Reformation, the people that believe in the Man-Child and the Omega Children, different names, Joel's Army, they have the mystical, esoteric, ethereal belief that they themselves will become Christ in the flesh, manifested in the earth, and will conquer the world. That's error. That is tangential error. Anything to the left, anything to the right of Scripture is heretical. And what I'm seeing is that, as Colossians chapter 2 describes about those that are in the body with Christ as the head, those by whom the whole body is nourished and built up, that when people do not submit to the lordship of Jesus as the Lord, as the Christ, and they themselves believe that they're Christ, they're in error. They're in a great error. And Jesus is the one that has triumphed over the devil. And Jesus is the one that has conquered death and has the keys of Hades. And for man to think that they themselves would become a body of Christ manifested when Christ dwells in our heart by faith now. This is why I'm urging you. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ? Are you in his body through repentance and faith? Prove yourself to make sure that you're not buying the lie of the serpent that you're a divinity, that you're a manifestation of Christ in yourself, in your flesh, without submitting to the head, Jesus Christ. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through the subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. This is the call of the Spirit, that you be not stiff-necked, that you don't be stubborn and self-willed in believing the lie of the serpent because of the uncircumcision of your heart and your ears. Don't follow another Jesus. Don't be deceived to think that you are Jesus. There's only one.